and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. When you see a new episode of Business 300, you know what to do. It's not complicated. All of our lives include moments when we feel like we've hit a wall, when we don't know what to do. And business owners who are navigating the waves of the market are much of the time overwhelmed with their perceived lack of wisdom and knowledge. You feel like you don't know what else to do. You think you've tried every tactic your contracting mind could spit out. Systems, procedures, money, people. Like a hose squeezed in the middle, your head floods with problems on the intake, but drizzles droplets of answers at the back end. Being teased by false solutions gets old, and staring at the wall doesn't produce the effect you hoped for. Perhaps pacing would generate ingenuity. Overwhelming is not an encompassing enough word to describe managing a growing business in the cold cruelties of the market. All-consuming does not cover enough ground. What is a business owner to do when he feels like he's stuck? The context is, of course, very relevant. And, like in all our problems, there is not one answer. So, this might be completely unhelpful. But, also, like in most of our problems, there is one answer that is usually relevant. What are you not doing that you know you need to do? There are always things we know we should be doing, but are not doing. We have reasons for why we're not doing them. Some of them even sound convincing. When we're in over our head in a situation that doesn't have clarity beyond a few steps ahead, one of the most helpful things we can do is to take direct action in the areas where we do have clarity. The areas right in front of us where we don't need to see 10 steps ahead in order to do something about it. Like I said, there are always reasons for why we haven't yet taken action. We have multitudes of reasons, but here are the top three that I'd say are most frequent. First, we don't move forward because we lack clarity in our strategy. When we can't see past the next few steps, we're tempted to freeze in place. We aren't sure if the direction we're headed in is the correct one, and we don't want to hit a dead end. So we put ourselves into a standstill while we tinker with our strategy and try to figure out all the future ifs and buts. And that's where the planning becomes counterproductive. Plans should lead to execution. But when there are too many assumptions we have to make in our plan because we lack the clarity, then the ifs turn into buts. I would have succeeded if that happened, but you don't know the future, so don't pretend like you do. Too many assumptions lead to too many excuses. Can you not see past the next few steps? That's okay. Let your concern go only as far as you can see. You're charting new territory. You're paving the way. Take those steps, and then you'll be able to see the next few after that. You don't need full clarity in order to take action. The second reason we don't do what we know we should is we feel like we've tried it already, and it hasn't worked. I've tried implementing that system. I've talked to that employee. But if we're honest, much of the time we attempt something without following through and persevering. The system you implemented, did you enforce it? Are you holding people accountable to use it? The employee you talked to, did you hold the line? Did you follow through on the consequences? Too much of the time, we start something, and before getting the results we wanted, we stop. We plant the seed, water it for 2 days, and upon not seeing any growth, we give up and move on. Maybe you've tried your solution, but have you persevered in it? And the third reason we don't do what we know we should is that it's uncomfortable to do what is necessary. The action we know we need to take and persevere in is burdensome to us, so we keep making excuses and looking for other routes. We don't like prolonged confrontation. We're tired of doing the work. We wish the employees would just figure it out on their own. So we avoid the stinky pile and let it fester and grow while we feel overwhelmed with not knowing what to do. But we know what to do. Roll up your sleeves and get your hands dirty cleaning up the mess in front of you. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's burdensome. But it's also a clear solution, not an undefined one as we convince ourselves of. So instead of sitting on your hands and staring at the wall, take the steps in front of you. You know what to do.